yourself or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple, Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
For the best hot dogs and sausages in St. Louis, Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs is all you need. Dine in and enjoy their luxurious patio, or order carryout and curbside pickup with online ordering at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. All their meats and buns are custom made just for them. That means the freshest 100% Angus beef hot dogs, kielbasa, and so much more. And just be prepared to spend some time deciding between 140 different beers. Check them out and order online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog eat dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I hear myself. What's wrong? There it is. Afternoon, everybody. We're scrambling around here. Dan Strauss's mother is in a car wreck, and we don't know a whole lot about it, except she was airlifted to the hospital, and Dan is there. He talked to a state trooper, and whenever you hear somebody was airlifted, you think, uh-oh. But then Bill, we're thinking positively here, Bill reminded me that she lives out in Bourbon or somewhere, so they're not exactly across the street from a hospital, so hopefully that's the reason that she was there. We don't. She's going into surgery. That's all we know. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about Dan and hoping for the best. And I told him to keep us posted, shoot me a text or call us or whatever. So he will not have a chance to lose Bill's contest today. Mm-hmm. That's the only good thing, is that when you're not here, you can't lose. Giving Scott an even more. But here's the challenge. Here's what Scott has to worry about. In Dan's place, Mr. Go-To, always there when you need him. Round of applause for David Solomon.
Thank you, David, for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, why would you thank me? I called you with no notice and said, can you get in the studio? You'll thank me for that. But you're welcome. It is the 2020, the year from hell. I'm not kidding. It's like this year is just...
It will not end.
Just one stop. An asteroid's coming too.
Well,
what, really?
Two young girls discovered I don't know where they were from, but they discovered an asteroid is headed toward Earth right now.
That's all we need.
Because we get here faster. That is true story.
It'll knock out COVID.
All we need.
It'll hit us and knock COVID out. You know, the only good thing about this year or any year is that there's one day we can be grateful for. And it's the 30th of July, because that's every year, that's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it was only 2 months ago almost. It was pretty close. So, here's what's going to happen. We are going to try our best not to mess up the telephone thing. Why would we? Dan messes it up. So we'll just do what he does. David will be on the phones. If you call, that's who you will speak with. I will give you numbers, so you can call now or call when Scott Sherman gets here, because it is Thursday, and every Thursday, Scott Sherman, attorney at law, helps a lot of people with free legal advice. Here are the numbers you'll need for that, and the numbers you need now, and the numbers you need all the time. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Does anybody have anything to say? And another trooper, the go-to, coming in early to fill a seat, add a voice, Bill Cleveland. Almost joined in.
Guess who's getting all state trivia questions today?
Yeah. And you can participate in the Burke segment.
Okay.
Anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
All right. Limey Phillips.
Oh, yes, I do.
Take it away, Limestone.
Well, I'm sorry to do this, and I don't want to... You know, the integrity of this show is by far the most, you know, the most important thing to me, Frank.
Since when?
Since, well, you know, about 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
All right. So, do you remember last week when we were playing trivia, right?
Oh, I remember, all right.
Yeah.
Most uncomfortable trivia segment ever.
Oh, that was, well, maybe not the most uncomfortable, but I was corrected on my selection of a pepper, right? Because it was green vegetables. And Tim, you know, rightly corrected me and said that, hey, man, that's a fruit, right? Well, Tim. Turns out Tim was only giving half of that story. Tim, who I'm now going to nickname as Fake News, it turns out that a pepper is classed as both. It is a fruit and a culinary vegetable. Shocking revelation there for you.
What did you accomplish just now?
I have accomplished the fact that Tim, I mean, he's been like correcting people for a long time now and throwing information.
But he's a correct people. He researches and gets the right answer.
Maybe
occasionally he might make a mistake.
Does he, though? Or do we just get the information he thinks is right?
I thought we had a deal. You were going to let it go, and it was done and over, and now look what you've done.
I think this is funny. I'm having fun. I even got this. Look, I got this ready.
You are fake news.
No.
Here's the deal.
Bill's laughing.
Here's the deal.
Uncomfortable laughter.
Here's the deal. It has seeds, Limey. It's a fruit. Okay, a botanist would refer to a pepper or a jalapeno as a fruit. For culinary reasons, it can be considered a vegetable in a kitchen, but by definition, it has seeds. It is a fruit.
Did you say culinary?
Yeah, he did. My advice, culinary. Thanks, Bill.
My advice to you? Let it go.
All right. I can do that. I got what I needed to.
All right, what's over?
I feel better.
Let it go. All right, you feel better? We're done. That's it. Anybody else have anything to work say? Tim Woodron, head of research.
The four of you, David, Bill, Limey, and yourself, Frank, missed what, if you would have seen it, would have been the most embarrassing thing you'd ever seen me do. And it occurred right before I came into the studio.
Sitting on the toilet?
Nope. I said before I came into the studio.
Oh, well, you could have done that before.
I got out of my car.
Fell down?
And... Well, you're partially right. I got out of my car, and I've started this new diet, so I have an Arby's bag in my hand here that I'm just eating the meat of a gyro. And
I never knew how to pronounce that.
They say hero.
Yeah, I don't know.
They say hero. I call it gyro. I say the G. But and when you're as big as I am, you can't tell already. But I've lost several pounds already this week.
Way to go.
All right, thank you. So I get out of the car, and I have my laptop bag over my shoulder. I've got my Arby's bag in my left hand. I've got my newscast in the Arby's bag printed out. I've got my cell phone. I've got a cup of diet soda, and I have this extra large unsweetened tea from Arby's, and I'm holding all of this like this. I kick the car door shut with my hip, and with all this stuff in my hands, my pants completely fell down to my ankles.
Yes!
And
boy, I wish I'd seen that.
I mean, and I was
I'm kind of glad I didn't
distraught.
See it.
At the thought,
boxers or briefs?
No, the underwear stayed on.
I know, but what's on when the pants came down? What did people see if they saw it? Boxers.
Well,
or briefs?
I have kind of a long shirt, so they probably would have seen the bottom of my box. I wore boxer briefs.
Okay.
And I mean, I was scrambling. I had a moment of panic that Dan was out here smoking and would see that and put it on the Facebook page.
And
I immediately threw everything into the ground, not caring what happened. My newscast went flying out of my Arby's bag and it started fluttering across the pavement, and I mean, I scrambled down and hurried up and got my pants back.
You know
up.
What, though? I think the place next door has security camera.
Bill, they've been closed for a month.
That doesn't mean their security cameras aren't rolling.
Oh, no. I doubt anything's rolling over there.
Yes.
I don't think my pants have ever fallen down. I'm trying to remember. I don't think they have. If they would have, it would have been when I'd be wearing, like, what do you call those shorts that you play pickleball in? They're those sort of silky.
It's like gym shorts?
Gym shorts. Yeah. Those, but I don't think my pants have ever fallen down that I can remember. That's not something that happens every day.
And as soon as I got the pants pulled back up, I actually got in a really, really good mood, which is why I took Limey's fake news spanking so well, is because it proves that I'm losing weight, because the pants wouldn't have fallen off like that last week.
True.
Or the week before.
True.
So
glass
that
half
is
full.
That is so good. So that's the positive PR spin on my pants falling down in the middle of the day in a parking lot.
If you
lot.
Lose enough weight, your pants are falling off. Yep. That's a good day.
That's right.
That's what you
got to
look at.
That's right.
I agree.
Do you remember that guy who actually just went on American Idol and sang that song, Pants on the Ground?
I do remember
that. That's all
that.
It was. It was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I do
And he
remember.
Became like a sensation.
Do you have anything else?
No. Is it really pronounced culinary?
Yeah.
I've never heard it any other way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Culinary school.
We are here to help each other
be
more professional.
No matter how much
and
it
And improve
hurts.
Our vocabulary and our grammar. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Did you have any more?
That's it.
All right. Anybody else? Burke segment.
I got a little something I could share, I guess.
Oh, look who's here early preparing for the contest. Oh. Scott is over there. Go ahead, Bill. Bill Clavlin, everybody.
I mentioned... I think you were gone, actually. I started playing wiffle ball with my dad.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
And we have a blast. So usually it's on Sunday, we get together and we play wiffle ball. And we learn that wiffle ball, I guess, was originally designed to be played with just a couple of people, which I had no idea. It's, you know, friends you'd play in the backyard with a bunch of people. I had no idea it was for just a couple people. All right. I guess two is the minimum. And then they say it's about, I think, four on each team is how it's supposed to be. So I went on YouTube, because if you learn how to properly throw a wiffle ball, you can make that ball do all kinds of crazy stuff. And I thought, I hope my dad's not listening. I'm like, I am going to study these pitches and try. But what I, you know how YouTube is, it's just this endless pit of stuff. You one video to an next to an next.
Right.
And I discovered that there, and this is the difference between when we were kids and kids now. There are teenagers, I don't even know where they're from, but they have their own wiffle ball league, and they've made their own stadium in the middle of some field somewhere. But what's cool is on YouTube, they have they've made like their own sports center broadcast of their wiffle ball games, and it is unbelievable. Are you looking at some of them?
I'm watching
now?
I'm looking at
they've
it too.
Got the graphics. There are people doing color commentary.
That's great.
And it is so cool. And so if you get a chance to look online, I don't know what they're. I think just wiffle ball leagues you can look up or something like that.
A wiffle ball and a pickleball are very similar.
They are similar. I just learned the other day how many holes a pickleball has.
Well,
wiffle ball is just on one side.
There's indoor pickleballs and outdoor pickleballs.
Yes, for the wind, you're correct. Yeah, but if you get a chance to watch them, and they are really good. They give the scores, and they have, again, the graphics pop up. It looks super professional, but it's just like eight kids playing in a field somewhere, that was pretty neat. So,
I'd like to welcome Siri into the show real quick, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Culinary.
Oh my gosh. Oh, either one.
Oh,
culinary or. Culinary.
First preference
is
culinary.
Second. You know what, Tim? You're right. Yeah, it's 50-50. You're right.
But, well, but they give you first the preferred pronunciation. Sure. That's the one they do first.
Sure.
Preferred would be culinary. But what's interesting is I have never heard anybody use that.
I haven't either.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Well, he deserves, you know.
Yeah, hey, sure.
Mr. Head of Research.
No way, way to go, buddy. Way to go.
Feel better now?
Yep. You,
yeah.
You know, you got it. Dial it back. I don't know what you ate for breakfast, but you've got a little bit
These two are like brothers.
A little attitude. Brothers that hate each other.
Well, I don't hate them. I think it's fun to banter with him. Sometimes I think I get on his nerves.
Very
but,
much so.
But I don't hate him.
Mm.
No, very much so?
We do. I'm kidding.
I'm just, you know, egging it on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, you are. Okay. Anybody else? Merch check. Anything? Anybody?
Are we going to get updates from Dan about his mom?
He said he would. Well, no, he said he would text or call me when he knew anything.
So I have delayed. His mom is in the operating room as we speak.
I said that earlier.
You know.
Yeah. But that's all we know. So we'll let you know. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, Dan's mom was in a wreck, car wreck, earlier, not long ago, and they airlifted her to the hospital, and that's where he is. So that's why he is not here.
Oh, I have one other thing. I found this. To show you, I know this doesn't make for great radio, but this is gonna be bad. You ready?
Do it.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm gonna get the hammer.
That was a big one.
So, a woman in Kentucky planted those mysterious seeds that arrived from China, and there's a NBC affiliate website that shows a photo of what the seeds look like.
Well, I thought they just arrived like a couple days ago.
Well,
how could they grow?
It's a green leafy.
Is it just like a weed?
Yeah, it looks like a weed. So she contacted the Kentucky state of whatever their statewide EPA is, and they told her to burn the plant. And she tried to burn it, and she said it wouldn't burn.
Oh. Whoa.
So they told her to triple, not single, not double. They told her to triple. Bag it in a sandwich bag and discard it into the trash, which we were told yesterday, or the website yesterday,
yeah,
were saying that states are saying not to put it in the trash because it goes to
triple bag
waste
it.
Disposal sites.
Absolutely, but then they should have told her to take it, like, to bring it to them so that they can, like, stick it in a furnace or an incinerator.
Right.
I mean,
take it to a crematorium.
You got to figure every state has a hidden room where they're growing these seeds to see what they are.
Oh, of course.
Somebody has to be experimenting.
They've got to be investigating.
How long did it take to grow? I thought these things just came 2 days ago in the mail or something, 3 days ago. It grew pretty fast.
It doesn't say how long
ago they came.
Lyme and I talked about this off the air. Would anybody in this room get something like that and not just throw it in the trash? Who would go, hey, I'm going to go plant these?
I wouldn't.
Like, who are the people?
And here's the thing. It looks like lettuce or something. It's just a green. What if this is something that people, I'll put this in a salad, it just starts killing everybody.
What if it's like some super weed that just kind of like into some area and
the
takes
danger.
Over?
That's the danger. That's the conspiracy theory, is that it's going to ravage the state's agriculture and it's going to, you know, infest it and eat it, take it over. It's like crabgrass grows in my yard,
right? I hate it.
I spray Roundup on it.
Right.
Because I know it'll take over my whole lawn if I don't do it.
I mean, America's got some pretty great farming land. You know, like, we produce a lot of food.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that people who hate us could ruin this country.
This woman said she got the seeds back in June.
Okay.
Mm. Wow.
And it just looks like ugly grass that grows up through my mulch line in my backyard that I round up and kill, and it just looks like a nasty, ugly weed.
Well, then nobody still knows why they would send a weed, unless they discover. That is something that if you mix it in with a crop, it destroys the whole crop.
Right.
So maybe that's what it is. On the website, WVLTV, as in Victor, VLTTV, has a photo of what her seeds look like. They're black.
Yeah.
And the envelope that they came in, which has Chinese markings on them, and a description of products and a description of contents on the envelope. And it looks like little mini baby pieces of coal. I mean, they're dark black seeds.
Yeah, it's not on TV. They're just
black.
All right.
Is that where we're at though? Is that like how we're gonna end 2020, or just, you know, cap off the first half?
I don't care how we end.
China's,
let's just end it.
I'm pulling China's the trying to take angle. That'd be.
I'm ready for New Year's Eve 2020 to roll into 2021.
You know,
somebody
is that what's going on?
At some point, somebody on this earth that is of Homo sapiens species is going to witness the end of the world. It might be us. It might be us, or it might be our 30 grandkids down the road.
And you won't be able to tell anybody about it, because it's the end of the world. Right. So you can't even tell anybody what you saw.
Well, you know, and then imagine if you figured out it was the end of the world. How would you spend the end of days?
Huh? That's a great question. If the scientists, like Bill mentioned the asteroid, they get a big Hubble-type telescope, and the news comes on, and they go, well, it is confirmed, and it's at this speed, it's headed toward the Earth, and it's going to just disintegrate the Earth.
Apparently one of our listeners has actually got tickets from China as well. They just sent over some tickets on the text line. Seas, what did I say?
Tickets. So from China. That's a good question. But they can calculate anything anymore. So they go based on the speed, the velocity, the size. At noon on Monday, Earth is just gone instantly. What do you do between now and then? That's a good question.
It really is. They've already predicted that the sun is going to burn out in 5 billion years.
Yeah, we won't be here for that.
I know we won't be here for that, but somebody's going to be around.
In the grand scheme of things,
this Homo sapiens species as we know it, it's got an end date.
Yeah. And see, I don't worry about any of that stuff. But said Monday at noon, you got to decide. What do you call the person you haven't spoken to for 20 years and go, okay, let's end this now. We're going to be gone Monday.
Well, 50% of the people would probably treat it as a purge and go out and just, you know, kill, rape,
I'd rack up my charge cards. I'd charge everything. I'd max them out because they're not going to be able to collect.
I'd live like a king.
Bentley and a Lamborghini and you never have to make the payments and just drive it all day and night.
Here's the other question.
What sales was going to be at work to sell it to you, because nobody's going to go to work?
That's true.
What if you're the one person that survives and everybody else dies?
Well, I thought
you mean like last man on Earth?
Okay, I thought about this. Let's just say that the only people left, for whatever reason, were us in this room. Everybody else is dead in the whole world. Now, we sit around and go, all right, and everything's destroyed. We got to start over. Right. I know there's air conditioning, but I don't know how to make it. I know there's television. I don't know how to build one. Mm. There's no transmitter. We got nothing. I don't even know how to
do it. All right. A logical idea. The first thing we do is we go to a library. We find some books on how to do stuff.
Everything's been destroyed.
Everything's destroyed. No library. No internet, no cell, no nothing. We're screwed.
Okay.
We just are.
Man, we're just going on an extended
camping trip, there's a piston engine. I don't know how to make one, so we can't have a car. I don't know. Anybody else, Burke? Yeah. We got to get a... I see somebody's on the on the line. Let's hit that music. We don't want to make him wait too long.
The USA in your Chevrolet.
It's going to be a great day. Asking you to call. We'll keep you posted. As soon as we know anything about Dan's mother... And Scott Sherman's here in the 4 o'clock hour to help you with your legal issues. Right now, to help you with your transportation issues, making transportation dreams come true, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
David Solomon has done it again with no notice, runs in here, takes his seat, makes the call to you, answers the phones when people are... he's on it. So I'm glad he was able to get you on here. I
thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, David, and great job. And, Frank, it's leadership.
Yeah.
It's all about you, buddy.
Well, sure it is. Now, I told you off the air Dan's mom was in a wreck, and we don't know anymore except that she's in surgery. And
she's in our thoughts and prayers.
All right. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's and I was listening to that. I hope she's fine. People drive crazy. I don't know what happened, what it is, but just
I don't think it was another driver. But from what Dan says, she just compensated on a turn or something and hit a tree. And that's what he said. That's what all he knows so far. And that she had to go into surgery, the head injury and the arm, and hopefully she'll be okay. It's a weird it's a weird day today, and I'll tell you why. It's not that hot. It's not as hot as it's been, but the humidity today is off the charts.
Okay. Well, I didn't know we were turning this into a weather segment.
Well, we are, in case anybody hasn't been outside. I'm just telling you.
I'll just take a look and see. Let's see what it is here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. It's 81,
mm-hmm.
and 81% humidity, but the north-northwest wind at 10 miles an hour.
There you go. Thank you, Dave Murray.
No, not John Londoff.
No.
John Londa. Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
What else
it's
is all going right. on? What's going on? Give us something. Give us something that's not COVID related. Let me ask you this: are you going to wear goggles? This Fauci, this Dr. Fauci. Now the thing is it just hit the news. He's recommending we wear goggles.
What in the hell?
Yeah, we're going to all look like we're walking on the moon or something. Faces covered, goggles. He now says that it can seep into the membranes in your eye. You get COVID through your eyes.
Whew. Yeah.
Nah, I don't think
that guy, you know, I don't know about him.
I don't either. He's all over the place.
Something about his voice, you know. It's like any guy that eats gravel every night. You know, I mean, a lot of birds have to eat gravel off the roads at night to digest.
Oh, he does. He's a doctor. You think he fixed his voice, but
you think he knew something about that voice. But no, it something. NHL hockey came back yesterday. It was preseason. The Blues let the Blackhawks beat up on them 4-0. Doesn't mean anything for the Blues. The Blackhawks. They don't deserve to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, you know, it's a different world. And watching hockey with no fans, but they have it, you know, tarped off and the seats are kind of covered, you know, it's still hockey. And you can hear the players. You can, and then you switch over to baseball. Now, maybe it was because the Cardinals lost 3-0. They had a whopping 3 hits, and Minnesota had 5 hits. 8 hits in a 9-inning game. And, Daniel Ponce de Leon is our starting pitcher. What a name.
That's a great name.
Daniel Ponce de Leon. And, he had 9 strikeouts, I think, 8 or 9 strikeouts. And he lost the game. I mean, it's just bad, terrible calls, umpires. You know, we don't need umpires any longer. They've had the digital age that they don't need umpires. They could literally, score a game and do the pitches and the balls and strikes. With robotics.
Hey, we got the electronic strike zone box. I love that thing.
It is cool.
Where they show exactly where.
There's minor leagues that have tested automatic ball strike systems, but the ump's still there behind the plate, and they tell him in his head what to call, and then he has to make the call.
Oh my! Are you kidding?
No, not kidding you.
Really? No, what do you need him for if all he's doing is taking a signal, a cue from the...
Well, because the home plate umpire still has to determine whether or not the batter half swung,
okay.
Which would be considered a swinging strike. If the ball was tipped by a bat,
okay.
that could alter the, you know, if the guy does a check swing and the ball's tipped, it would be a... He has the right to sort of override.
He has
override.
To check the baseball, see if we need a new ball, and reach in to give him another baseball.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah, there you go. See, you know your sports.
Hey, I know a little bit of sports. Let me see if you guys know this, because I do remember this. How many pitches does the... What's the life of the average baseball in a ball game? How many pitches?
Ooh. 5?
4.
7.
I'll say 7.
7, yeah. And they go through each game like 200 baseballs every game.
Really?
Yeah, what happens to those baseballs? Thousands of baseballs. Where do they go?
They become batting practice balls.
Okay.
Wow.
See, hey, this Tim knows everything.
Well, he's Mr. Know-it-all.
You know, sure, I'm not know-it-all. He's a smart guy.
Of course he is.
So what else besides, you know, I'm sick and tired of COVID. I really am. I know a lot of people are. I'm just sick and tired. You know, it's like, you know, I don't mind statistics of a sporting event, but every morning the statistics of how many more reported cases of COVID-19, who cares? I'm sick and tired of it.
There are casinos in Vegas, some casinos, they're paying people to wear masks while they gamble. Now think about it. Because if that's all it takes, $20, that's what they pay. If that's all it takes to get you to come in and lose $300, yeah, I'll pay you $20 to wear the mask. As opposed to not having you.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Well, how long do you have to gamble before you get the $20?
No, you get $20 as soon as you walk in.
You do?
The mask on, you give you $20. Go have a good time.
Sit there and play $1 hand of blackjack and walk out.
I think you probably could.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times a day can you do that? No, I'll do that all day long.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to find a $5 table. I don't even think they have those.
Okay.
Even down the old strip, it's, I think, at $10. Maybe there could be a $5. Probably $10 is the minimum.
Just let it ride, then. Find a $20 table, play that hand, and see if you can build yourself up a bank.
Yeah.
And when you get down to zero, walk out, go get a Coke, come back in with the next one.
If we're going to have to put up with this COVID stuff, we need to do some of the things other countries are doing. I saw a great video yesterday in Brussels. You can walk up to this thing. It's a camera, and you stand there, and you can smile or not smile. It scans your face and prints a perfect image of your face on a mask. So when you put the mask on, it looks just like your face.
That's cool.
You can't tell you got a mask on. It's great. It was great. That's we need that stuff. At least have fun with this thing.
Well, how about even better? What if you're ugly? You can
make yourself look better.
Make yourself look better.
Have your good-looking buddy go up, take his picture, put his face on your face.
I'll have the Brad Pitt mask, please.
They showed a couple of people.
What if you're ugly?
And they showed them without a mask and with a mask. From a distance, you could not tell. It was their mouth, their lips, their nose. It was a really good photo, a clear photo of them printed immediately from some machine onto a mask. We need to get a hold of it. We need to get the licensing rights for that in this country. But yeah, you got to be careful because if you say too much and bump stick of COVID, then there are some people who go, well, you may be sick of it's killing people. Yeah, okay. Some people are just, I don't know. I saw there was a couple yesterday. When we left yesterday, there's a restaurant next door that's closed. There was a young couple next door, and it was obvious they were in love. And they were, they were cuddling, and they both had masks on.
What were they doing, Hannah?
I don't know. I don't get it.
How about let's talk about something like ice cream? So clementines,
blue butter.
Had, any clementines creamery?
I've heard that's.
I've heard of it.
Well, they're serving it at Annie Gunn's. It took Tamara like 3 years, she said, to talk
Tom and
putting it on there. But so we had lunch with her. It's an amazing story. I'll send you some information on her. Born in California, moved to St. Louis in 2008 with DuPont, and got away from the corporate environment and just started her own business and cried the entrepreneur. And she's like, I love St. Louis. You know, born and raised, she's been all over the world with business and DuPont and other. And she's like, I just love the people. I love everything about St. Louis. She goes, St. Louis is a town where she's, I couldn't start this business but anywhere probably but St. Louis because cost of living. Hardworking people, Midwest values. So, you know, this is a great town. We just need to find someone that can really sell it. And, I think...
I need to be the spokesman for Clementine's ice cream. That's what she needs.
Yeah, I know. She's, I think, opening up a location just in the Lake St. Louis. I think there's one in Lafayette Square. And going to have one in Town and Country soon. So she's everywhere, man. This place is just... Ice cream is up. And here's the other thing. Some of the ice creams have booze in them. Are you kidding me?
Mm. All right.
Yeah, there's one that has the bourbon, and it is pretty delicious. So that's it. Oh, went to Cagino's for lunch. I'm going to throw that in there.
Cagino's. Can you taste the bourbon in the ice cream? I mean, can you tell?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, you get buzzed after a couple bites.
Oh, you'll get buzzed. It's not that hard.
You get a little goofy.
There are very few things you can name where nobody ever says that they hate it. Like if everybody say I hate it, they might not like a flavor, but nobody ever says across the board, ugh, I can't stand ice cream.
I don't trust people who don't like pizza. I'm just like
now we're going from ice cream to pizza.
Well, no, but you're saying like people who don't like
people?
Stuff. Yeah, like how can you not like pizza? It's a delicious, easy meal.
But you're right.
Like it's a common thing.
They might not like anchovies, but to just flat out say I hate pizza.
Like
no.
what's wrong with you? Like
no,
you
you're
hate
right.
pizza?
No, you're right.
How can you hate pizza?
No, I agree.
That's an indiscriminate food though, because there's one food that I hate and I refuse to eat, and everybody knows I hate onions.
Oh yeah,
okay, that's different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that's different because lots of people don't like onions. What we're saying is nobody hates pizza.
Right.
No, oh, but Tim doesn't like pizza with onions.
Well, okay, but that's not hating
because
pizza.
Because it probably gets you, Timmy gets you a little gassy, doesn't it?
It just makes me gag.
Why do you have to go there?
Why would you hate onions? Bad breath or just...
No, my wife will not eat onions.
They make me dry heave. Just to inhale the smell of a raw onion, it makes me dry heave.
I'm the same with cauliflower.
I love onions.
It's cauliflower, not cauliflower.
Hang on a second.
I went to culinary school for a while, and I believe it is cauliflower.
That's why you're so cool. Amy makes, she gets these huge, you know, heads of cauliflower, and then puts them in the oven, and she puts olive oil and some salt, kosher salt, and I don't know what. And then she bakes them in the oven. They get crispy. Yeah, they're unbelievable.
They're disgusting looking, though. Cauliflower looks like a brain or something. Yeah. It looks like a disease.
It looks like an... No.
How can you say it looks like a disease?
Because it does.
It's like pale broccoli. It's the best vegetable to dip, though, into like a ranch sauce because each one has a little stem on it when you break them off. You got something to hold on to.
Broccoli and ranch. It's all about broccoli and ranch. Delicious.
Now I'm hungry.
I want some broccoli.
You want to talk about cars at all or no?
You're hungry? That's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? I mean, when are you hungry?
You're in the car business, aren't you? We talk about that?
I'm hungry for sales. That's what I'm hungry for. Oh. We've already got about 7 of them today, but we're not going to close until the AM and the PM crowd says, all right, Londoff, time to close down. We've had enough fun for the day, and we'll just start it all up again tomorrow, but hopefully we're done with the rain for a while.
Nope.
Apparently not.
They're
still calling for more today.
I'll look at weather radar. It's on the way.
Yeah.
There's big, heavy, heavy bands coming right down the I-44 corridor, down the I-70 corridor. It's coming.
Enough. I've about had enough of you guys, okay? I'm done with the rain. But up in beautiful Ellsbury, the duck farm, we're good. We haven't had any, I guess it's been bands of rain, not just this massive amount. So it's all good. It's all good. It'd be great when it's all over with. I'm ready for it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. So listen, folks, AM and the PM crowd, you know you're loved here at Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet. And give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at Londoff, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com. And don't forget the Superstore in St. Peter's, Johnny Londoff Autoplex. Jimmy Sappho just... guy's putting in 6 days a week, so working too hard, going to make him take some time off, but he never gets frustrated, he's just even keel, and he just makes deals. That's what he does. He makes transportation dreams come true.
All right. We'll send them your way.
Maple bourbon. That's the ice cream. That's incredible. Okay. They have a chocolate cabernet. Woo!
Tell her available. I'm available to sell it for her.
Okay.
All right.
Bye,
John. Thank you.
All right, pal.
Bye, bye. Anybody else think he was never going to end it? I mean,
he got a pal on a sport in there in the last 3 seconds.
He was on like a marathon, like record. I thought, is this ever going to end? I don't mean that in a bad way. Well, maybe. That was John Londoff. He's a Chevy dealer. I forgot to tell you that.
And, would you like to talk to Matt?
I would. Matt's been holding forever. Matt, you're a patient man. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you? Matt? Oh.
Matt, did you drop up?
Matt, come on. Matt.
Sorry.
He's gone. Go to Billy. Billy's patient, too. Billy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM and the PM.
There you go. Hallelujah. What's up, Billy?
Well, greetings and salutations to you guys. You mentioned... in passing yesterday, a comment about the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and how their music sounded similar. You had trouble sometimes differentiating between the two of them.
Well, a couple of songs, I'll say, oh, that's the Beach Boys, and it was really Jan and Dean. Well, a couple of songs, yeah.
Well, the reason for that is Brian Wilson, who was the head writer for the Beach Boys, was personal friends of Jan and Dean and collaborated and gave them some of his music. That's why you had trouble with that.
Wait, Billy.
Essentially, to Brian Wilson, the music.
I remember you. You know a lot of stuff. Which one was in the horrible car wreck? Was it Jan or Dean?
That I cannot tell you.
I mean, it was a bad, bad wreck, and he never completely recovered. He has motor skill issues, and they almost lost him. And I really did like it when they put him up on stage after the accident. It was uncomfortable because. He wasn't able to really, you could tell he'd brain damage. But I can't remember, which one it was. But, one of them was in a really bad wreck.
And speaking of the Beach Boys, may or may not remember that Barbara Bush was their number one fan.
I didn't know that.
On one or two occasions, she had him to the White House to give a command performance for a concert in the Rose Garden or somewhere.
I didn't know that. And they didn't surf. All the surf music... I saw an interview with him. We don't have surf.
And apparently, the accident occurred on a road called Dead Man's Curve, and they had written a song called Dead Man's Curve about that road.
Wow. How about that? Dead Man's Curve, you won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Thank you.
Wow. Just wow. I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
One additional thing. You mentioned last person on Earth, a survivor.
Yeah.
The Twilight Zone, Rod Serling did that with Burgess Meredith years ago. He was a librarian. He survived it because he happened to be in the vault when the bomb or whatever.
That Twilight Zone, yeah, what a great show.
I remember that.
But that episode had a very sad ending. He was a book lover. He said, I'm going to read books for the rest of my life and enjoy myself. And as he took off his eyeglasses to clean them, they dropped, they broke, and he was blind as a bat and couldn't read the book.
And there was no optometry. Oh, that's a great, that Rod Serling.
Mm-hmm.
I literally cried real tears.
Wow.
I just cried.
It was.
Yeah, because you can't go to get glasses. Everybody's gone. Yeah. But you.
And he's the last man on earth, and he wanted to just read books the rest of his life and be happy.
Well.
So that was bittersweet.
All right, Billy.
One other thing, the culinary thing.
Yeah.
It's a label in one of a local supermarket chains. I won't mention the name because they're not a sponsor.
Okay,
but
good.
They make soup, yes, sir. Out of respect for you and your sponsor.
Thank you.
They make a wonderful line of soups, a dozen soups, and they're as good as any of the quote-unquote name brands. I just thought I'd mention that in passing, and thank you for giving me the time to speak to you.
Anytime, Billy. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I like him. I think he could do trivia.
He's called before.
Music trivia? Yeah.
He's called before. He knows some stuff.
He could do trivia.
He didn't know which one was in the car wreck, but...
He's the only caller in the history of my tenure on the show to begin with greetings and salutations.
Yeah, yes. I like it. I like it. Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, you know who this is, I guess.
Well, hey, you're Greg.
I've been listening for a long time.
Did you train David to spell people's names wrong when he got in there?
I forgot to tell him
to do that.
He got his name right. That's not like Dan. We're not used to that. What's up, Greg?
Hey, not to be too nosy, was Dan's mom, was she driving or what?
I think she was driving. I don't think there was another car. I think she just miscalculated, overcompensated or whatever, went off the road and hit a tree. That's all I've heard so far.
Frank, I hate to bring you down. It's a COVID comment.
Go ahead. I'm used to it. It's all we hear every day, all day. That's all we hear. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to you for a couple of months regarding COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand you.
Okay.
Do you believe that it's a conspiracy? Well, first of all, I hear that, you know, you'd rather shake a person's hand.
I do every day.
I don't. Well, and you'd rather not wear a mask. I'd rather not, but I do wear a mask.
Well, I do when I have to. If they say you can't come in here without one, I don't have a choice.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, I heard that you said you let a service guy in your house without a mask.
Three of them so far.
And what I'm asking is, do you believe that it's a conspiracy? Nothing is not possible for you to get it?
No, I don't believe that at all. I believe I can get it, and I believe it can kill me. There's no doubt in the world. It's a virus that can kill people. So can the flu. So can tuberculosis. Yeah, it exists, and it could kill people, but I'm not afraid of it. I don't live my life being afraid of things like that, unless I see every other person dropping dead and it's killing half the country. The numbers aren't big enough for me to be afraid. 150,000 people out of 330 million have died? I'm not scared of that. Now, that doesn't make me smart. It might make me stupid, but that's just me.
Well, and given your age, guess what? I have a COVID story, personal COVID story. I had a procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 52 years old, so I had a colonoscopy a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I had it on a Monday, and this was scheduled months ago, but I had it on a Monday. But that previous Friday, you know, obviously it was at a hospital, so they say, hey, you have to take a COVID test, you know.
Okay.
So I said, you know, okay, you know, I knew it was coming, but I said, okay. So then I went through the little drive through and they stuck the little thing in your nose, and it was uncomfortable and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so they said, okay, Greg, this is Friday. They say, okay, so you should get results within 2 days or 48 hours. I said, okay. And they said, we will only call you if your results are positive.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So from Friday, you know, my procedure was Monday morning. So from Friday afternoon until Monday, you know, I was, you know, a little nervous because I didn't want it. If you got a call and it, you know, I have call ID, obviously, and it said it was from the hospital, then that's bad news, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting. So I went back into work after I had my test, and I stepped outside to check my phone. It was a call from the hospital. And, you know, my heart was beating fast because, you know, it was a, you know, I just had the test. And anyway, they wanted me to reschedule. So I rescheduled. So long story short, I got an email that Saturday evening, and it said, your results are in. I said, you know, I feel fine, you know. So I checked, I logged in and checked, and it said, I guess, in other words, I was negative and non-detectable, that kind of thing, you know.
Right.
So I was happy about it. And I had a procedure that was that. I just called because I was just curious as to what your thought process was.
Well, I have
yourself and COVID.
I have 2 minutes. That's it. 2 minutes. Ask me anything you want about what I think about the coronavirus.
No, COVID-19. I already asked you. I said, do you think? I mean, you obviously think you can get it.
Well, sure.
But if you think you can get it, I'm just saying, why would you say shake hands with people, let people in your, say, home without a mask, that sort of thing. You know,
okay,
strangers.
Right? Well, and that might be stupid, but that's what I choose to do. And if they're comfortable doing it, I've hugged people, shaken hands through this whole thing. I'm not worried about it at all. I have cancer. I have prostate cancer. Okay, that'll kill me before
this.
Oh, see,
and I thought about that, too. I said, wow, this guy, you know, he's...
That doesn't bother me either, by the way. I don't even think about it. I didn't only mention it because you mentioned this other thing. I don't even think about it. It just doesn't bother me.
Well...
I'm more likely to be killed on the road by a drunk driver than by COVID-19, and that's a fact.
Well, my last comment is that I'm not crazy concerned, but, you know, I put my mask on and I don't shake hands with people, and that's about it. I do my regular, I go into the stores, I have my mask on because I have to.
Here's the deal, Greg. I'll make this quick. I have a minute.
Yeah,
I had a doctor's appointment about 3 weeks ago. There are two doctors in this small office. There's a nurse practitioner, and there's a receptionist, okay? Not one of them had a mask on. Neither doctor. And I went in the room, and one examined me. I said, oh, you guys don't have masks on. And one of the doctors looked at me and said, no, it's so overblown and not nearly as necessary as they're making it out to be. And he's a doctor. So I thought, okay. And I actually felt better being there. It was one of the few places where, nobody's got a mask on in here. It's like the old days. So I appreciate your call. You call and ask me anything you want anytime. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Greg. All right. I got to do a little banking business here. Look, I'm going to make sure people understand something. Just because I think something doesn't make it right, all right? It doesn't make me smart. It's just me. I worry about other things more than I worry about this. Family things. First Community Credit Union is where we bank, all our banking. It's a banking facility. Doesn't have bank in the name. It's First Community Credit Union. Not First Community Credit Union Bank. It's First Community Credit Union. But make no mistake, it's a place to bank. And whatever you do where you bank, you probably have a credit card, debit card, maybe car payment, maybe your mortgage is there. That's what they do. And they like a small business. If you have a small business, they love partnering with small businesses. You might want to talk to them about that also. But a credit union is the only real difference, and it's a pretty big difference, is lots of people find that regularly their rates are better. They're more competitive. In my own family, son, daughter, they shopped rates when they bought their houses. Guess who had the lowest rate? They didn't do it because of me. I've told my kids, you don't have to buy anything from anywhere just because I talk about it. Live your own life, do what you want to do. Guess who they chose? First Community Credit Union. For a simple reason. Rate was lower. House payment's lower. The car loan rate is lower, so the car payment is lower. It's just called saving money. I don't know how they do it, but they do. If that sounds good to you, First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, please tell them your AM and the PM. Oh, and in 2 days, it's Saturday, So Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590, the Fam, the yard sale, the original yard sale, the different yard sale, brought to you by and only by First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Scott Sherman is in the house. So sadly, if you're on the phone and you're not calling for Scott, we may have to let you go and open him up for Scott Sherman. Real quickly, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Tune in Sunday at 3 as the Memphis Grizzlies take on the San Antonio Spurs.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.